queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap things up every single day. Any question, any topic, phone lines are full. So let's start with Larry, who's in the truck. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hi, Larry.
Larry, what up, man?
Hey, first of all, tell me who's going to win the World Series, and then I want to also know, I'm going out to Vegas with you guys.
Right.
So I need to know kind of what it all includes. You know, I mean, I didn't figure that we'd get tickets to the game if we got a 200-foot screen, you know, to watch the game on. But I was just kind of curious as to what it all includes besides the drinks and the room.
What else do you need, Larry?
A plane ticket. You got it?
Well, we're having a big party on Sunday.
Yes.
For all Falcons fans, because Falcons play Monday night. So we're going to have a big, like, Sunday night football watch party and hang out. And,
okay, so we get to watch football on Sunday, and then the Falcons game is on Monday.
Monday, yeah. Yep. Okay. And we're going to have, like, a big section out there. And you get a spot at a pool party.
Yeah, man. And Larry, have you ever been to a Vegas pool party?
Yes, I have. I was there. I was in Vegas at that stadium last year.
Okay,
and it's off the chain.
Okay. There you go. And there we go. Larry, I met Larry's old lady, and I really like her.
So yeah, she's awesome.
I ain't gonna be when the boys go to Vegas and the wives ain't coming, dogs. You know how that gonna be. So I ain't gonna do that, man. But yeah, we'll get all the G there. We'll get it to you.
It's a whole big.
I ain't gonna be like that, you know, because we go out to Vegas. Hey, dog.
Hey, Randy. Randy, who do you think told me to go?
Oh, she's the lady.
There you
That's
go
how
right
you know
there.
She's great.
There you go, right there. All right, Larry.
That's great.
I appreciate it, brother.
As again. We want everyone to come out with us and hang out. It's an incredible package.
Yes.
That's totally going to be worth it. We're going to have so much fun out there. I can't wait. Like, the furthest you and I have gone away from this studio to do a show together
is Kennesaw.
I think it's Athens. We went to Athens one time.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a Friday night or a Friday for the Tennessee game. Remember that?
I wasn't there.
You were.
It was that you and Jarvis? That was me.
No, it was you and me.
That was me and you?
Yeah, it was you and me. I had the flu real bad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And we had to come back because I came back.
And I was going to come back.
That was Isaiah's game.
Yeah, it was senior night, right?
Yeah, senior night for Isaiah.
And I was going to come, and then I had
the flu. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, but yeah, it's going
to
be great.
It's the first we've ever been. That's what my partner, J.Y., texted. They letting y'all go to Vegas? Damn sure is. And it was specifically, they wanted us.
That's right. It was me and Randy.
Yes.
We just have to make sure we earn the right to go back.
Yes.
Or wherever else they send us next. Can't be a one-and-done situation. Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys?
Hi, Mason.
This one's for the Falcons fans that don't think nothing's changed. So I did a little ChatGPT research. And
okay. AI?
The last time the Falcons scored 30 points or more in two consecutive games was 2017.
Right.
And the last time they scored 38 points was also 2017. Mm-hmm. So we're different. Am I crazy when I say we got a top three backfield on the offense and defense side of the ball?
I mean, both sets are very good. So about safeties and then the running back.
Yeah,
both of them are very, very good. They're both really good.
Who would you even, if you're talking duos, like who would you even argue running back duo? Detroit's very good.
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, with Montgomery and
you can
Gibbs.
Watch Seattle when they're going. Those guys
just always hurt.
They're always damn hurt. Yeah. They're always damn hurt. But, yeah, I would definitely put them up there. And, you know, when you talk about the same old or different and all those different – all that stuff – I just believe in enjoying it. That's how it's different. We're enjoying Sundays. You know what I mean? We're enjoying Sundays. That's how it's different to me.
So far? Yeah, absolutely. This is the furthest above 500 they've been since we've been a show.
Yeah.
It's the first three-game win streak they've had since 2019.
Just enjoy it.
And honestly, just like on a Sunday-by-Sunday basis or Thursday, because they played last Thursday, the games are just more fun to watch.
Yeah.
They have a functional offense because they have a real quarterback. It's definitely different.
I'm just enjoying it.
Ed is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Gentlemen, good to speak with you.
Hello, Ed.
I got a question for Randy and a question for both of you.
All right.
So the first question for Randy is, Mercedes Dem Lewis.
Yeah, man. I saw that was the first down.
How is that brother still doing it? Right. And then the question for both of you, is it just me or does Oren's little son look like a mini me of Spencer Rattler?
Yes, he does. Yes, Frankie does. Frankie does look like Spencer Rattler. He sure does.
He does.
I mean, Mercedes, I mean, my boy's still playing, man. He's still kicking it. And he caught a ball yesterday. It was the first down. Now, he don't move like he used to because that dude was – he was a fluid athlete, man. To be as big as he was coming out of UCLA. But, I mean, hell, if he's – Mercedes Lewis playing 8 plays a game.
Yeah.
And he's big as hell. He can absorb all that.
How old is he? Is he 40?
Oh, he got to be. Mercedes, he got to be 40.
That's all right.
Yeah, he got to be 40, but I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
Another good brother.
Mark the P.I. is in Peachtree City.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for taking my call. I love sitting out here on surveillance listening to you guys, man. I do work for scout fraud, so I follow people around the clan that can't go to work. So that's the story in itself. I have two questions. First of all, I love you guys so much.
I love you.
As a diehard Steelers fan, what do you think about our quarterback situation?
Oh, man.
Justin Fields is up and down. Wilson's healthy now, so I don't know what we're going to do with that situation.
Oh, man. Me and Andy were talking about it off the air. I mean, they keep winning, though. Most important thing in the NFL is a win. And Justin, he's winning. He's not turning the ball. He had bad intercepts yesterday. But, I mean, ran for 2 touchdowns yesterday. I don't know how much better this offense is going to be with Russell. That's my only – at least Justin's giving you something else.
Right. They're going to lose that element with Russell.
Yeah,
Russell
losing.
Just doesn't have the threat of his legs.
Up the other element of them throwing the football?
And Najee looks good, man. He played good yesterday.
I don't see how Mike T makes a switch when they're still winning.
Yeah. And that's the hard part is because if you do, say you do make the switch because you always wanted Russell to be the starter, and then you stop winning.
Yeah.
Then what do you go back to Justin? Like, that's a bad situation.
And that was the one thing we talked about, though. Like, how hard would it be to do that, to go from one to the other? Especially if it's Russell coming in, starting, playing back, then you have to go back to Justin.
Yeah, if they're 2-4, it's so much easier to do, but they're 4-2.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know. It's I think they stick with Justin.
I do, too.
Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to say it like this. Thanks for the Falcons for coming down here and beating them Carolina Panthers because Charlotte is miserable today.
Okay.
That was killing, and I think he's going to get overshadowed for rookie of the year. And, Randy, when you say them sacks, I know what you mean. So next time anybody drops the pass, my slogan is going to be coach hands, referring to grown-ups. Because nobody wanted him to grab or touch the chicken, which is referring to football, so I'm going to say coaching. And Andy, how good is Denzel Boston on UW? He's the second in the nation with TDs at number 9. Thank you.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player. He drops the ball a little bit sometimes too, Denzel Boston does, but he's a good player. He also has been there. Like, he was behind all those receivers last year that were in that offense, so he kind of stuck around, which was pretty cool. But we don't have to talk about UW football anymore.
Yeah,
they're out of sight, out of mind for the remainder of the season.
What are y'all doing in there, man?
I don't know.
Y'all can't wait till I show over back there to be tearing up stuff? What is going on, man?
It's like when Terry came in that one time and removed the producer's
microphones.
Yeah, removed
all the mics and everything.
Remember that?
Yeah, when he came in here.
It was like about to be the Wendy's Zone.
Unplugging stuff and everything, man.
Remember that? It was like coming up next to the Wendy's Zone. Actually not. They stole our microphone.
Damn, he came and turned the damn microphone right off.
He had him removed from the studio.
Like, are you serious, dude?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, everybody to wrap the shoes.
One more 30-point game. We'll get the fake Falcon jerseys out.
True.
Yeah, man.
It's true. You keep on the lookout.
Just make sure that you dress light under it because ain't no wind in that getting through that.
Oh.
No wind in, no sweat out.
Yeah, it's a real chafy.
Chafy
situation. Randy, not a top knot supporter.
Nah.
Not a supporter of the top knot.
Texas wants Georgia's ass.
Yes.
And Will Anderson had 3 man sacks yesterday.
He did, dog. Bro man.
Tyler Algier might pop a blue chew before games. And, Samson's been warned. Don't try out that top knot, bro.
He don't like it, man.
I heard he was spinning it yesterday.
Oh, no. Hey, dog, he was cooking yesterday, though. My boy had 3 tugs yesterday. Almost had an interception. He had one interception. It was bad.
Oh, you know
but,
what, though?
He let it fly. That's back-to-back games where he's been letting it fly.
I love it.
Letting it fly.
I love it so much.